Hello, this is your Sun Sounds volunteer broadcaster, Carol Hampton, bringing you this week's edition of Earth and Home. Today, we will be reading from HGTV Magazine at hgtv.com and Mother Earth News, December 2025, January 2026. Let's get started with HGTV. Fun decorating, now trending. Get ready to see these design ideas everywhere. 2026 preview. Archways. Design pros are saying goodbye to sharp angles and embracing softer curves. Pinterest searches for arched openings are up by as much as 67%. There's something about an arch that feels inviting, says designer Nicole Rowe. Our eyes naturally love to follow it. For this Winter Haven, Florida home, she accentuated the arch with a mural from Schumacher. Statement sconces. In the lighting world, sconces haven't exactly been the life of the party. Chandeliers have had all the fun. But now homeowners are looking for bold new ways to light their walls, says Meredith Trabig of Visual Comfort & Company. Sconces have gone from supporting players to focal points that shape the personality of a room. Dramatic stone. We've been embracing stone for a while, but now we're really going for it, covering more surface area and choosing slabs with louder patterns. Homeowners are becoming a lot more comfortable with bold, veiny stones with deep contrast, says designer Tamara Magel. It's pure beauty from the earth. There's nothing like it. For this Sagaponic New York home, she used Calacatta Vagli marble on the countertops, backsplash, and hood for extra impact. Contrast welt. This trend was all over showrooms at the recent High Point Market. Welt, aka piping, isn't just a pretty face. It reinforces seams and strengthens them for everyday use. Shop for contrast welt pieces at CB2, Sabi, and Interior Define, which offers 27 color options for the piping on this sofa. Checkerboard shower tile. Square tiles are having a moment throughout the house, and they're showing up big time on shower walls. We're here for it. They make a statement without overwhelming the space. For this Houston bathroom, Donna Champagne mixed blue and white 4x4 Zellige tile from Villa. Table islands. The British design trend of unfitted kitchens has made its way across the pond. The look favors freestanding pieces like work tables instead of traditional kitchen islands. It keeps things functional but not visually bogged down, says designer Kelsey Haywood. She had a vintage-looking piece built for this Lakeview, Illinois kitchen, but you can find similar styles at Rejuvenation and West Elm. The bottom shelf is great for storage. Swans. These graceful birds are poised to be the it animal motif in 2026, appearing on baskets, lamps, hardware, and more. Start your own collection with one of these. Bridge cocktail ottomans. These hybrid pieces have all the appeal of a plush, cozy ottoman with the bonus of a practical, sturdy surface that functions as a coffee table. We've seen new versions from many of our favorite brands. Splashy sinks. Almost two-thirds of designers say they expect homeowners to embrace adventurous colors in sinks this year, according to the National Kitchen and Bath Association. Take the plunge and try one in a half bath. Colorful frames. This year will be all about hyper-personalized spaces, according to a home trends report from Zillow. Arranging a bold gallery wall, like this one from Summer Bockart in Brooklyn, is an easy way to put your stamp on a space. DIY or buy the frames. Frame Bridge just released a collection in Farrow and Ball's signature shades. That concludes Now Trending. Next article, How Bad Is It? Experts answer the questions that stump us all. Not bad at all. Not so bad. Kinda bad. Pretty bad. Really bad. Super bad. How bad is it to reheat water that's sitting in a tea kettle? This isn't a health risk. Bringing water to a boil kills any harmful germs. But when water is boiled more than once, it becomes flat, and the lack of oxygen can make tea taste dull. You can get fresh water in 30 seconds. Treat yourself. Kinda bad. How bad is it to forget your reusable grocery bags? A forgotten bag now and then isn't going to add up to serious environmental damage. But before you buy another reusable bag at the store, take note. According to some studies, you'll need to use it at least 100 times. Otherwise, it's just as bad for the environment as the disposable one. Not so bad. How bad is it to share a bar of soap? The shower typically washes away germs that might have transferred to the bar, but bacteria can still get to you through scrapes or cuts. If a shared bar is your only option, lather it up well and rinse it before using. If you want to play it safe, stick to liquid body wash. Kinda bad. How bad is it to take long hot showers? You can do a world of good by grabbing your towel a minute or two sooner. An 8-minute shower, the average according to the EPA, uses 16 gallons of water, and during the winter, your heater has to work harder and longer to warm the water. Long hot showers also dry out your skin, so dermatologists say to keep them short and avoid extra hot water. Really bad. How bad is it to leave your ketchup bottle out overnight? Ketchup is highly acidic, so it doesn't spoil quickly. In fact, refrigerating ketchup is more about maintaining its quality than keeping it safe. Just pop it back in the fridge as soon as you can. It will keep up to 6 months after it's open. Not bad at all. How bad is it to salt your front path? Excess salt in our water system is a global problem, and one of the main culprits is rock salt used for de-icing roads. States are working to curb its use on public roads, and experts want homeowners to hold back too. Salting is a path can also cause cracks and damage plants, so try calcium magnesium acetate instead. It's available at most hardware stores. Pretty bad. How bad is it to put wine glasses in the dishwasher? Modern dishwashers are designed to handle delicate glassware. Space out the glasses on the top rack and skip the high heat dry cycle. If you have paper-thin glasses, you might want to hand wash. Mitts.store sells sponges shaped for glasses. Not so bad. That concludes How Bad Is It? The next article, Time for New Towels. Experts say you should replace them every 3 years. Start browsing right here. Terry cloth, the industry standard. This is the most common type of bath towel, made up of super tiny loops of cotton fibers that help soak up water. Why we love them. They're absorbent and dry you off well. Plus, all those loops make the towel plush and extra soft. Floral towel, $49, greenrow.com. Plaid towel, $49, greenrow.com. Scallop towel, $88. WheezyTowels.com. Eudora Towel, $38. Anthropologie.com. Lux Towel, $128 for two. CozyEarth.com. Signature Towel, $35. GarnetHill.com. Spectrum Towel, $35. TheCompanyStore.com. Gigi Towel, $45, slowtide.co. Written by Kelsey Hurwitz, produced by Kinley Stevenson. Waffle, the spa classic. These chic textured towels have cubic indentations just like waffles. Why we love them. They're less fluffy than terry towels, but the distinctive texture makes these absorbent and helps them dry quickly, so they're ideal for humid climates or dorm rooms. Waffle towel, $39, rejuvenation.com. Linda towel, $39, thelumia.com. The two-tone towel, $20, worldmarket.com. Waffle towel, $33, crateandbarrel.com. Floral towel, room essentials, $10, target.com. Dreamweave towel, $89 for two. Brooklinen.com. Block print towel, $20, worldmarket.com. Waffle towel, $37, westelm.com. Turkish, the age-old favorite. These flat weave towels date back to at least the 17th century, when they became a staple at Turkish baths. Why we love them. They're lightweight and excel at wicking moisture, and because they're so thin, a stack takes up less space in your closet. Plus, a fringe is always fun. Whimsical towel, $42, infusezen.com. Mediterranean towel, $68, koyuchi.com. Turkish towel, $34, silkandsnow.com. Zoe towel, $50, slowtide.co. Cabana stripe towel, $45, markandgram.com. My towel, $39, thelumia.com. Quick dry towel, $34, rejuvenation.com. How towel, $50, slowtide.co. Save your towels. Follow these 10 rules to keep yours in top shape. 1. Go easy on detergent. More soap does not mean cleaner towels. Excess detergent can build up on the fibers, trapping oils and bacteria. A little detergent goes a long way. Wash in warm water. Towels are made to be master absorbers, so they're also absorbing sweat, body oils, and dead skin. Unless the label says otherwise, wash your towels in warm or hot water to kill all that ick. 3. Skip the fabric softener. That softness is simply a waxy coating, which ruins absorbency. Instead of soaking into the fibers, water droplets will just sit on top of the fabric softener coating. Not what you want when you're drying off. You are listening to Sun Sounds of Arizona. This is Earth and Home, and I am your volunteer broadcaster, Carol Hampton. Let's return to time for new towels. 4. Keep the loads light. We get why you'd want to do fewer loads, but stuffing your machine defeats the purpose of the wash. Detergent can't get into tightly packed towels. 5. Dry on lower heat. Super high heat might seem like the fastest way to dry towels, but it can make them scratchy over time. Choose a medium heat setting and remove your towels right when they're dry. 6. Hang them up. Leaving your wet towels in the washer, hamper, or in a ball on the floor is the perfect way to breed mildew. Hang your towels right after using them and spread them out so they don't overlap. 7. Try a deep clean. Every few months, soak your towels in warm water with baking soda and detergent for a few hours. Then rinse and dry. This will make sure the detergent gets deep inside the fibers. They'll feel good as new. 8. Wash them alone. Throwing clothes in with towels could damage your delicates, and it generates a huge amount of lint and fuzz. Plus, because some towels are so heavy, they need their own spin cycle to truly dry. 9. Run a full-length wash. You might love the time-saving benefits of a quick cycle, but your towels don't. They need plenty of time to rinse away any built-up detergent. 10. Shake before you dry. Throwing clumped-up towels into the dryer causes uneven drying and stiffness. Give them a good shake before you put them in the dryer. It fluffs up the fibers and will help them dry faster and retain their softness. Or opt for wool dryer balls. Hang them up. Malibu Hook, $27. AlliedBrass.com. Matey Hook, $80 for 5. Wayfair.com. Standard Hook, $6. Toughhook.com. Mid-Century Hook, $12. UrbanOutfitters.com. Modern Geometric Hooks, $11 each, with Love Crafts Studio, Etsy.com. Snake Hook, $20, CB2.com. Floral Double Hook, $24, Amazon.com. Brixley Double Hook, $34, FerkusonHome.com. Marquee Hook, $14, SignatureHardware.com. That concludes Time for New Towels. Let's move on to Mother Earth news. Before Recycling, The Lesser Known R's by Dana Benner. I'm what some people would call an old-time New Englander, which is a polite way of saying I'm cheap, though we prefer to say we're thrifty. As thrifty as I am, I'm nothing compared to my parents. Both my mother and father were children of the 1920s and 30s. This means they grew up with very little, and thus they never wasted a thing. Waste not is a value I grew up with and one I live by today. The state of our environment and what we can do about it are important to me. I've come to realize that we can't wait for the government or the corporate world to do what's right. If we want to make changes and save money, we need to take action ourselves. This article is about some of the things that my family and I try to do to make our world a better place, while acknowledging there's much more than recycle in the cycle. Rethink, review, and refuse. The first step in altering your impact is to actively pay attention to what you purchase. Take the time to do a true inventory of where and how you spend your money. An honest purchase audit is essential for understanding your position before taking any other step. Some items may be worth the extra cost. In my household, we buy aluminum foil made from recycled aluminum, paper products made from post-consumer paper, and unbleached coffee filters. Yes, they cost a little more, but taking this step helps the environment. We always question whether we actually need the new item, and often we don't. It makes a difference when you stop and consider the true need. Reduce. All of us generate trash, some more, some less, and that trash has to go somewhere, usually to a landfill. While recycling everything we can is great, to a degree, see Recycling is Broken, October-November 2024, reducing what we waste is even better. This may mean truly taking a trash audit and creating a plan that you stick to. Are you buying a lot of plastic-wrapped or encapsulated products? Those can't be recycled. Are you throwing out all glass? Most glass can be reused. Make a list as you audit yourself. You'll be able to create a plan for your home. Over time, you can significantly reduce your trash. Cloth. How many paper towels do we collectively use in the course of the day? I can't even fathom the number, but it's a lot. How many trees are cut down for those paper towels? Now consider how many trees would be saved if we just used cloth towels to clean up those spills. How much money would you save if you didn't have to purchase paper towels? There are plenty of alternatives. Swedish dish towels, one small square towel, replaces 17 rolls of paper towels, and these towels are compostable at the end of use. Reused old towels, t-shirts, and ripped sheets broken down into rag-sized pieces, etc. Paper. Yes, I'll admit, I print my articles after each rewrite. With the sheer volume of pieces I write, that's a lot of paper. Even though I use unbleached post-consumer paper, I take it one step further by using both sides of the paper. That cuts the amount of paper I use by half. This adds up to some substantial savings over time. You can save even more paper by making things from it. Shred it and use it for paper mache or as a shipping filler in boxes. Fold it into unique envelopes, wrapping, or pencil holders, using shredded paper to absorb spilled liquids. And if you use non-toxic ink, you can even compost your shredded papers. Single-use plastics. This is the scourge of the environmental world, and rightfully so. This material will never break down in our lifetimes. While plastic bottles are the first thing that may come to mind, we also need to consider plastic food wrap, sandwich bags, and grocery bags. There are environmentally friendly replacements that will also save you money in the long run. Both plastic wrap and sandwich bags can be replaced with cloth soaked with beeswax. These cloths come in all sizes, form to any dish, and are washable. These beeswax wraps may seem costly at first, but once you consider the cost of plastic alternatives, you'll appreciate the actual savings over time. You can also make your own beeswax wraps. DIY beeswax wraps, August-September 2019. Or try making a cloth bento bag. I can make that June-July 2025. To replace all those sandwich bags. Food waste. Believe it or not, we as a nation throw away more food than anything else. Some studies suggest that we toss nearly 60 million tons per year. That's approximately 40% of the food supply. The simplest way to reduce food waste is to purchase and cook only what you need. You can also buy produce that isn't perfect or is close to the end of its shelf life and freeze it for future meals. Those vegetable scraps can go one step further. Save them to boil down into vegetable broth for cooking or canning. Then toss the spent scraps in the compost. You'll save yourself some money the next time you make your favorite soup, and you'll build some nice soil for the garden. A win-win by all rights. Reduce petroleum-based yard products. Think about the cost of maintaining that lush green lawn. How much do you spend on commercial petroleum-based pesticides and fertilizers? How much extra is the water bill associated with all that non-native green? Now add the fuel used to mow it. How much could you save if you did away with that lawn and instead planted native plants? Less work, less money spent, less damage to the ecosystem. And just as lovely, and maybe even edible if you plant the right ones. Repair. I remember growing up in a world where items were meant to last, and if they did break, you could fix them. Every appliance, tool, and machine came with a manual that told you what parts you needed and how to obtain them. Not anymore. Today, you can't work on your own vehicle, tractor, or tiller without a computer degree, specialty tools, and a wallet full of money. The manufacturers don't want you to fix items. They want you to spend money. Despite that, there are some things you can fix, whether they want you to or not. Clothes dryer. We've had our dryer for over 20 years, and when it stopped working, I armed myself with a wrench, a screwdriver, a flashlight, and a multimeter and went to work. I had no manual or anything else to go by. Through trial and error, I identified a couple of connectors that weren't receiving power and appeared to be the root of my issues. Nobody sold them, so I had to use the numbers on the bad parts and then purchase them online. A day and $30 later, I had everything back together. It beats paying $500 for a new machine. The good news is that the dryer works like the day I bought it. Generator. I've had my generator for over 30 years. I've always kept up with the maintenance and never had an issue. Then I did. I couldn't figure out what was wrong. Every shop in the area tried to sell me a new generator. They told me it had cost me more than it was worth to fix it. I ordered the parts I thought I might need, and then I called a friend who knows everything about small engines. After 2 days, the generator was back to running like new. Wheelbarrow and tool handles. I went to use my wheelbarrow only to find that one of the handles had started to rot. I made a trip to one of the big box stores, but new handles cost as much as a new wheelbarrow. I didn't need a new wheelbarrow, only the handles. I went home and found 2 2x4s of the right size and new hardware from my coffee can of assorted nuts, bolts, and washers. Using my draw knife, I shaped the handles using the old handle as a template. After drilling a few holes, I proceeded to put everything back together. The total cost was just my time. It doesn't stop at wheelbarrow handles. Replacing wooden handles on most anything is achievable with a little patience. Reuse. Everything has more than one life. Sometimes you just need to use your imagination. Single-use bottles. They're everywhere, so we might as well reuse them. I cut the tops off and use them as funnels, and use the bottoms to start my vegetable seeds. Liter bottles can be used to protect tender plants until they take hold. Options to reuse plastic bottles don't stop there. If you've got kids in your life, there are crafty ideas all over the web for little projects that use drink bottles that range from decor to school supplies. Other types of single-use bottles have plenty of reuse too. Lotion bottles can be cut, cleaned, and used as faucet extenders for little hands. Milk jugs can easily transition into watering cans. Laundry detergent bottles can be cleaned, cut, and used to store and dispense yarn. And condiment bottles can be refilled and reused. That's all the time we have for the article, Before Recycling. Come back next week for more recycling tips. If you missed any part of this program or are interested in another program, check out our on-demand menu on sunsounds.org. This is your Sun Sounds of Arizona volunteer broadcaster, Carol Hampton. Thank you for tuning in this week. Join me next time for another new and informative program. Have a great week and stay tuned to Sun Sounds of Arizona.